Welcome back to the American Academy of Psychiatry and the Law Landmark Forensic Cases podcast. Today we'll be discussing Frye v. U.S., which was decided in the D.C. Court of Appeals in 1923. The question before the court was, can evidence or methodology that has not yet gained scientific recognition be admitted in a federal trial? Facts of the case. Mr. James Frye was convicted of the second-degree murder of a physician. He appealed the verdict based on the trial court excluding the defense expert lie detector test, which was based on systolic blood pressure. The prosecution had objected to his lie detector test, and the trial court ruled to exclude it. Holding. The court held that evidence or methodology should have, quote, general acceptance, end quote, in its field prior to being permitted to be entered as evidence. Reasoning. The court stated that it was difficult to define when a scientific principle or discovery crosses the line between the experimental and demonstrable stages. But that criteria for admitting evidence or methodology included that the 1. Principle was recognized, and 2. Sufficiently established to have gained general acceptance in the particular field in which it belongs. Please note, the blood pressure lie detector test was later found to be unreliable. This case was later superseded by the federal rules of evidence as stated in the Daubert v. Merrill Dow Pharmaceuticals. However, state courts do vary, with some still being Frye jurisdictions, so this decision is not wholly outdated. In summary, Frye v. U.S., which was decided in the D.C. Court of Appeals in 1923, held that evidence or methodology must have a general acceptance in its field before being able to be permitted in court.